football on off the ball.
We just don't have the climate that you can play in the winter. And we just don't have the climate that gets any sort of quality. We don't have the facilities to accommodate that, so it's only right that it would be from through the summer months.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Zeebo going on his own! He gets the try!
The Red 78.
We're both Munster people.
Drury gets over the line! Try from Munster!
Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
Hello and welcome to the Red 78. Rory O'Hagan from Off the Ball, joined by Munster legends Alan Quinlan and Fiona Hayes to discuss Munster's defeat to the Glasgow Warriors. We'll discuss Munster's performance, where it leads them heading into the break, and where they need to improve when they come out of that break. We'll also have a little look ahead to Ireland versus France in the Six Nations as well. So, a busy episode of the Red 78 to come. Fiona, Quinny, how are you guys? Good to see you.
Good, Rory. Not too bad now. Not too bad. I am a bit disappointed now after I'm thinking Friday night lights aren't our thing at the minute for Munster. The performances on Friday nights aren't exceptional, but look, a few bright sparks in the game, but it's disappointing where we're at the minute, I suppose.
Yeah, it certainly is. Alan Quinlan, how are you, sir?
I'm grand, thanks, Rory. Yeah, disappointing loss on Friday night, but they're on a tricky run at the moment. They won the week before and on the back of four losses, so it's not been a great run.
No, it was just that sigh there before you started talking, Quinny, I think sums up everyone's feelings about Munster at the moment. We'll dig into the weeds of that in just a second. Fiona, a couple of comments have reached us though.
Yeah, cheers again, lads, for sending them in. We'll fly through these. We've Brian Ladder. Just delighted to see Tom get on. Fair dues to him going for the corner. High risk, high reward. Next time, I hope we see Joe Finn and Billy Hayes get a chance soon too. Keane McGibney has disappointing performance overall. Lineout worked well, but Jaeger went off and the scrum seemed to begin to creak again. Our kicking from the tee and open play left a lot to be desired and led to a direct Glasgow try. Three good tries, to be fair, by us. Plenty to work on before Zebre, Kian. And John Cotter, bit of a mad one here and way off topic. Looking at it, Sean Adogbo's speed and footballing ability, could he be converted into a 12? We haven't produced a decent 12 in many years. I've always thought Josh Witcherly should retrain as a hook or two. Just a bit outside the box thinking. What do you think on that, Quinny? I'd say we get Quinny out of retirement in it. In a 12 at this stage.
No, I would have loved to have played there, but you need a bit of pace for there. Look, what do I think about Josh Witcherly? At this stage of his career, it'd be difficult to change to hooker. I think it's probably easier to change from hooker to prop if you're big enough, but they've a few more issues to worry about than changing
a dog boat as well.
He's very quick, in fairness to him, and explosive, and I think he probably wasn't as prominent on Friday night against Glasgow, but I think he showed the acceleration, the pace that he has at one break he made. You know, I think before we start, I think that was at Glasgow second string side. It was obviously Munster were missing a good few as well with some injuries, and it was a 7 or 8 away with Ireland. It probably does show the depth and where Glasgow are at the moment, because their depth chart looks a lot stronger than Munster's at the moment. I think they had a lot more experienced players and probably more power. That was the evidence. It was fairly evident the power and explosiveness and physicality was that bit different. But look, I think he was, very, very positive start. Held on to the ball for the first 5-6 minutes. Looked like they might get a score. And then, just too many mistakes, too many errors. And the game got away from him. But I think that was just, for me, that was the standout thing, the physicality of Glasgow.
Yeah, definitely.
What was your take on the game, Fiona? I mean, like, it was obviously a very disappointing result. But what about Munster's performance?
Yeah, same as Quinny, the physicality, the gain line carries, we just struggled in close to absolutely put a dent on that. And for me, I'm so frustrated. I know obviously players are missing, but really frustrated around the scrum. We just can't seem to nail it. And when we nail the scrum, when we're talking about the scrum, then next week we're talking about the line out. So it's just the inconsistencies around set piece for me is really frustrating. And a huge thing as well is our defense at times has been unbelievable. Like there's been some big moments. You can see how they're playing when they come up together, when they make those hits, they are gaining yards. But for the last three, four games, I said the same thing on the pod last week. They're having 30 plus missed tackles. It's really, really frustrating to watch some of those missed tackles because it's not around the system error, it's around individual errors and where they're getting their body and body in front, etc. Little bits around that. So that when I'm watching games, that's really, really annoying. It's different if they're picked apart out wide by amazing set pieces. But some of the Glasgow tries were excellent. But for me, it's just reading the ball, and I know the way to defend, they have to move when the ball moves, and there's a lack of urgency sometimes to go out, and that scramble defense is getting massively caught.
Quinny, it's 7 defeats in the last 10 games for Munster now. At what point does this become worrying, or have we crossed that point already?
I think it is worrying. Just before I elaborate on the question, Rory, Munster made 202 tackles, Glasgow 106, so almost double Munster had to make, which would indicate that they had less possession than Glasgow, which is a fact. Glasgow missed 8 tackles and Munster missed 33, 34 tackles. It's just way too high. It's way too inconsistent. And it's just easy for teams to score. And they're making it off on the back of mistakes and errors, system errors, individual errors. And, you don't have to have the best team in the world at times to get results. But you certainly need to do the basics well, and the discipline, the set piece, and defence have been the big killers this season. The Munster started off brilliantly, 5 out of 5, and then that Stormers game, that was the one that turned around after a brilliant first half, and it's been very, very inconsistent. But there was warning signs in some of the first games, and I probably said it a few times, the Cardiff and Edinburgh games, Munster could have lost those games. So they're conceding a lot, way too much. The league table at the moment actually doesn't, it doesn't. Munster are on 6th and 35 points. They're like 1 point off third. So, a bonus point win would put them up to second. So they're not, it's not, they're in sixth, but they're not a million miles away from being in third. But that can happen. You can drop down. I think the Bulls and the Ospreys and the Sharks are, the Bulls are on 25. They're 10 points behind. Ospreys 10 points behind them. And the Sharks and the Lions are 11 points behind them. They all have games in hand. So they have a little bit of breathing space. But the problem Munster have now is they've got Dragons at Zebre at home next. And then they go to South Africa for a double header. And which is really difficult. Now, they've proven in the last number of years they've got results there, but the inconsistency at the moment, I wouldn't have any confidence on them going to South Africa. Now, different scenario when once you come towards the end of March, Six Nations over, and then you've got Benetton at home or Benetton away, which is going to be really difficult in that game is in April, the end of April, and then you've got Ulster at home. So you've got 5 games left, and you wouldn't be putting a win behind the 5. There's definitely losses in there, given on what we've the basis of what we've seen. And I think they've a small little bit of breathing space now from 7th and 8th, but I just think it's imperative at this stage after going out of Europe to be in the playoffs. And a couple of wins, if they get a couple of wins there and get themselves together, they could be looking at a top four. So it's concerning and worrying at the moment, the run, when you say, Rory, seven losses out of 10, that's too many, and too many inconsistencies there. And a lot of the same stuff appearing again, just the basics. And, you know, when you miss 33 tackles in a game like that, and I said at the start of this, yes, Glasgow looked more powerful and aggressive, and we've a lot of young players there and inexperienced players, but still at the same time, you've got to be stronger defensively. And we're very predictable at times in our attack and not winning gain lines and not getting over, getting the ball out quick enough and stuff like that. So lots of frustrations there. But the response was exceptional, to be fair. The Dan Kelly try is a phenomenal try. The Brian Gleeson one is a fortunate one that goes over the top. The Ethan Coughlin one's an intercept. So they kind of stayed in the fight. And when it brought it back to 28, 22, six points in it, they win a great penalty around the halfway line. And then it was so unfortunate. Tom Wood went for the distance and he had some beautiful touches in the game. Mm. He put that down into the 22. And then Glasgow are the ones who are kind of, you know, under a bit of pressure. And there's a feeling then Munster might go on and get that next score and maybe win the game, which would have been a phenomenal comeback. But they probably got what they deserved in the end, which was to lose the game.
Yeah.
To score four tries and take a point away from there was obviously, it could be very beneficial. They probably should have got a second point, really. But to give a team like Glasgow that much of a lead. And I hope, I'm not trying to be disrespectful to Munster here and saying it was Glasgow's second string and it was Munster's, you know, they were missing a good few players. Absolutely. But Glasgow looked a lot stronger at times. And, you know, maybe they were just too strong for Munster and just too good. And that probably is the case when you're away from home. But I think there were some basics in that game were very, very poor. Again, showed a bit of character to react and get themselves back into it, but there's too many errors.
It's 3 weeks now till Munster's next game, Fiona. How beneficial is this break going to be? Because it looks like they could do with a break.
I don't know. I don't feel like they need a break, to be honest with you. I feel like they, you know, it's they had a week off already. You know, they've had some time off. We've seen the young guns get a go, you know, in the back three. There's the last couple of weeks it's been the same. Sorry, in the back row, like the back three, the five or six, seven, and eight. So I feel like after last week's performance, a game at home this week, me personally, I think could have done them very good job. Yeah. The young fellas to get out, get okay. against Ebre and put in a performance. That's just my opinion. Sometimes you've 3 weeks, you're talking about losing seven out of the last 10 games. That festers for that time off as well. Yes, they can go and obviously go back to the training ground. But for me personally, looking at them sometimes in that defensive area, like it's not technique, it's not anything, it's that want, that aggression. And I was hoping off at the back of that loss last week, you know, if they were able to play this week, we could see them up that tempo at home in particular. But look, Quiddy might disagree, it is a chance for them to go regather, go over a few stuff. Obviously the internationals won't be there, so it's a time when they'll their intensity has been gone a couple of weeks obviously, but it's a big block now where they'll be gone from that system and that they get to really go after. And certainly an area they need to be a lot better on is set piece, be it line out. Yes, it has improved a little bit, but scrum in particular, they have to nail the detail around. I mean, Alalatoa is an international prop. Something is going wrong there. There's so many penalties he's given away. They need to be able to get that firing, even with the two loose heads away, because they do have the players here. And for some reason, referees are pinging them. They're getting blown apart. So maybe those 3 weeks, they can spend a lot of time on that set piece in particular.
Yeah, that's a good point, actually, Quinny. Like, you know, like I said, they might need a break, but time on the training pitch is probably deeply needed as well.
Yeah, I think it's been a very difficult run. And I think sometimes it would have been great for them to finish, even if they got 2 points out of that game. Look, it was always going to be difficult going to Glasgow, and invariably it has been. I think it's a few years back, but we've won a couple of times there. But I think having a bit of a reset, a couple of days off, trying to get the mood in the camp better, and trying to look at the block now for the end of the season. They've obviously got the Challenge Cup away to Exeter, but five league games, I think they're all kind of big cup games at this stage, because you know, I think you'd expect them to do well against Zebre and Thomond Park. But then, you know, as I said, there's four more then, which are really, really difficult. And I wouldn't like to be kind of trying to get into the playoffs or hang on in there with Ulster coming to Thomond Park in the last game, because, you know, they've shown they've been really good at times this year, and they're a very dangerous side. So, yeah, it's having a little bit of a break now is not the worst thing. I think sometimes you think, God, keep playing and try and get it right, fixing it on in the matches. But I think they need a little bit of a reset here, and galvanize themselves and try and, you know, look and understand what's required at this level and the pressure you're under, particularly when you play, you know, strong teams and you're away from home. You don't have the comfort of a home crowd and your home surroundings. So, yeah, it's a big... what started as a very promising season has been a very, very patchy middle part.
Yeah.
And they've got to try and figure out a way. The question, and we've got to be honest, is, are they good enough? It's a question that, you know, sometimes we, in sporting teams, whether in any sport, you have to ask that question, are we just good enough? And they're the ones that can kind of dispel the we're not good enough scenario in the next period of time. But they've got to show it. I think glimpses here and there is not good enough. They've got to try and find some consistency.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's been tricky. John Klein was missing the other night. Ollie Yeager goes off. Two players that bring a bit of physical presence and power. You know, 481 post-contact meters from Glasgow. It's a big number. So that would indicate they're on the front foot a lot and they're winning those collisions. So sometimes it's difficult. It was a very big Glasgow pack. When I say second string, their depth is way better. You know, Batty, he's an international. There's other players in that Scottish pack who are on the fringes of the Scottish team. Some of their backs are in the Scottish panel, Six Nations squad. So a lot of experience and a lot of quality players there. But Munster, you know, they're in a different place at the moment. Their depth is a lot of young players who have to grow up pretty quickly. So, yeah, look, it's not all doom and gloom, but it's been a very, very tough run. And I always say this to the player that when I was there, not having, you know, not being able to look forward to the to knockout stages of Europe is really disappointing. And you can see the confidence is low in the group as well. But some things, if they clicked the other night,
there was some nice attack.
But it's not at the level that's required here. You know, you've said it about the defence. It just needs to be so much better, so much. It's just too soft at times for Glasgow there, and that's the harsh reality. So a couple of weeks off won't do them any harm. I think it's actually a good thing this time that they get a bit of a break and a reset.
Well, that is it for part one of the Red 78. To listen to our full episode where we'll name our star of the week and we'll look ahead to Ireland's clash with France as well, you can become an Off The Ball member. Check out offtheball.com/join for all the details. You can become a member of the Go Loud app, Apple, Spotify or YouTube for $9.99 a month.
The Red 78. Nobody knows Munster rugby better.
I'd like to think I know a lot,